The headlines. All preparations in place for Puri Rath Yatra this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to participate in the celebrations. Six terrorists killed in two encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. Encounters continue at both the places. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-day visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer says he is looking forward towards Mr. Modi's visit. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra and South Karnataka today. And in Asian doubles squash championships, India's Abhay Singh to feature in two finals in Malaysia. And now the news in detail. In Odisha, the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan is being held today in the holy town of Puri. The Grand Trunk Road of Puri, where the three chariots of the lords will be rolled, has become a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived at Puri to join the annual festival, where lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots, scheduled at 5 this evening, and have a holy darshan of the lords. The chariots are positioned in front of the Lion's Gate of the Sri Jagannath Temple. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha Devi's temple, and concludes with their return after 8 days. More from our Odisha correspondent.
The divine journey of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to the world outside from the 12th century shrine Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri in Odisha has started this afternoon with an elaborate ritual called Dhadi Pahandi, which literally means going forward in a step-by-step movement to the accompaniment of several devotees with sound from the beating of the Ghanta, Kahali and Telling instruments. Lord Jagannath was taken to the Nandi Ghosa chariot while Devi Subhadra and Sri Chakraraj Sudarshan were taken to Devadalana chariot and Lord Balabhadra to the Taladhwaja chariot. After Pahandi rituals, Puri Shankaracharya Nishchalananda Saraswati will pay obeisance to the deities. Puri Gajapati Divya Singh Dev will perform Chhera Pahara, sweeping of the decks of three chariots with a golden broom atop the three chariots. The ritual is expected to be completed by 4 this evening. This year, the chariot will be pulled over 2 days due to specific celestial arrangements, a rarity last seen in 1971. Special security arrangements are in place for President Draupadi Murmu's visit to the first while a VIP zone has been planned for the Odisha Governor, Chief Minister, Union Ministers and other dignitaries. Prakash Das, Akashvani, Puri.
In Kashmir Valley, six terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Frazal Chandagam area and Motirgam district had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. DG Police R.R. Swain confirmed it while talking to media persons.
कंफर्मेशन के हिसाब से दो अलग-अलग एनकाउंटर साइट्स पे एनकाउंटर्स हुए हैं बॉडी की कंफर्मेशन के हिसाब से 6 आतंकियों का मारे जाने का खबर है निशंदेह ये एक बहुत बड़ा माइलस्टोन है बहुत बड़ा प्रोग्रेस है सिक्योरिटी एनवायरनमेंट में मजबूती लाने के लिए ये सक्सेसेस बहुत मायने रखते हैं.
Two security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Motirgam and Frazal Chandagam, continues for the second day today to wipe out any terrorist hiding in the areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has labelled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till the 12th of August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from the 19th of last month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings was chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In the course of consultations, more than 120 invitees across 10 stakeholder groups, including experts and representatives from farmers' associations, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector, participated in the meetings. Ministry of Finance in a statement said, Finance Minister Sitharaman expressed gratitude to the participants for sharing their valuable suggestions. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to Akashvani News. In Tamil Nadu, BSP Chief Mayawati has demanded a CBI inquiry in the murder case of the party's state president, K. Armstrong. After paying floral tributes to the mortal remains of the slain leader at Chennai today, she said that her party will insist on conducting a fair inquiry in this case.
यहाँ की जो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट है तो उनसे ये कहना है कि उनको लॉट लोडर तरफ ध्यान देना चाहिए और जो वीकर सेक्शन के लोग हैं दलित वर्ग के लोग हैं उनके सुरक्षा का ध्यान रखना बहुत जरूरी है और जिस तरीके से शाम के वक्त आकर इनकी हत्या की गई अब तक यदि सरकार गंभीर होती तो जो असली अपराधी अब तक पकड़े जाते लेकिन असली अपराधी अभी तक नहीं पकड़े हैं इसलिए हम स्टेट गवर्नमेंट से ये चाहेंगे कि आप ये मामला सीबीआई को रेफर किया जाए.
Apart from the BSP chief Mayawati, BCK leader Thola Thirumavalavan, Congress MP Sasikant Senthil, Vashikaran State President AAP and several others are paying homage to the departed leader. In another development, the High Court judge who listened to the urgent petition for allowing the burial in the party headquarters said it would not be possible to bury him there since it is a small residential area and asked them to consider the 200 square feet land which the government was ready to provide and said that it will not pass any order but asked the petitioner to approach the government. As many as 7 people died after a 6-story building collapsed in Sachin Industrial Area of Surat yesterday. Teams of NDRF and SDRF carried the rescue operation throughout the night and recovered 7 bodies, including 6 males and 1 female. One woman was rescued by the fire team and shifted to hospital. The operation was closed today morning. The police said 5 flats were occupied out of the 30 apartments in the residential building.
12 घंटे से जो रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन चल रहा है उसमें एक औरत को बचा लिया गया है और 7 डेड बॉडीज हमें मिली है अभी तक कंफर्म किए थे और उनको पोस्टमार्टम के लिए हॉस्पिटल भेज दिया है. पूरा पक्का नहीं कह सकते कि कितना लेकिन अभी ये मलबा हटाने का काम चालू रहेगा.
2 persons died and several people were feared trapped under the debris of a 2-story building that collapsed in Deoghar district of Jharkhand this morning. 7 people were so far rescued from the debris of the building around 6 in the morning. Few more seem to be still trapped under the debris. Efforts are underway to retrieve the trapped persons. A team of the National Disaster Response Force has been deployed for the rescue operation. The extended executive meeting of Delhi BJP is underway at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. In his address at the inaugural session of the meeting, Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that the blessings of the people to the BJP for winning all 7 Lok Sabha seats in the national capital is a response to the alleged corruption of Arvind Kejriwal-led government. He said during the election in Delhi, there was an alliance of 2 parties who fought together for their own interest and hence their defeat matters. Union Minister and Senior BJP Leader Piyush Goyal, Party MPs Manoj Tiwari, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri and Bansuri Swaraj and other party leaders are present in the meeting. The State Weather Department in Uttarakhand has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall across several districts in the Garhwal and Kumaon regions today. According to a special press release, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in many places, with extremely heavy rainfall predicted in isolated areas of the Kumaon region. Additionally, Chamoli and Pori districts may experience heavy to very heavy rainfall, with extremely heavy rainfall possible in isolated places. Conversely, an orange alert has been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall likely to occur at isolated places in Dehradun, Tehri, Haridwar, Rudraprayag and Uttarkashi districts of Uttarakhand. In response to the red alert, the Char Dham Yatra has been suspended for today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey has advised the pilgrims planning to undertake the Char Dham Yatra not to commence their journey from Rishikesh today. Those who have already reached their pilgrimage destinations are advised to remain there due to the anticipated heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed all the district magistrates in the concerned districts to remain on high alert. In Assam, flood situation is slightly improved today in the state. However, the IMD has predicted heavy rains in some places at Lower Assam districts and Barak Valley. Nearly 24 lakh people have been affected in the second wave of floods. Over 53,000 displaced people are taking shelter at nearly 300 relief camps. National and State Disaster Response Force and other agencies are carrying out rescue and relief works. Meanwhile, after 3 days of search, the body of an 8-year-old kid was recovered in Guwahati this morning, who fell in a drain while returning home with his father.
The Assam government is taking all possible measures to help flood-affected people. 53,000 displaced people are staying at around 300 relief camps being run by the district administrations. Various departments have swung into action to provide essential food and relief materials to them. The Public Health Engineering Department is giving pure drinking water, halogen tablets, as well as set up sanitary toilets. Health Department has deputed medical teams along with medicines for the flood-affected people, along with essential food items. Baby foods and baby care supports are also being provided at the relief centers. There was no report of outbreak of any disease at relief camps so far. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and very heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra and South Interior Karnataka for today. IMD has also forecast fairly widespread to widespread rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over northwest and central India during next 5 days. In Delhi, IMD has forecast generally cloudy sky with light rain for today. On to sports in the Asian Double Squash Championships. India's Abhay Singh will feature in two finals in Johor, Malaysia. Abhay will compete in the title rounds for doubles and mixed categories. In the men's doubles, the Abhay-Velavan-Senthil Kumar pair will lock horns with second seed Ong Sai-Hung and Saifik Kamal of Malaysia in the men's doubles final. In the semi-final fixture, the Abhay-Velavan duo defeated the Japanese pair of Tomotaka Endo and Naoki Hayashi. In the mixed doubles finals, third-seeded duo of Abhay and the experienced Joshna Chinappa will clash against second-seed Tong Zhe Wing and Tang Ming Hong of Hong Kong. In men's cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in the second of the five-match T20 series in Harare, Zimbabwe this evening. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. IST. Zimbabwe currently hold a 1-0 lead after registering a win over India by 13 runs in the last match. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the second T20 of the three-match series in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. In football, Colombia have reached the semi-final of the Copa America after defeating Panama 5-0. Colombian striker James Rodriguez scored one goal and set up two others to help his team reach the semi-final for the third time in past four editions. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All preparations in place for Puri Rath Yatra this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to participate in their celebrations. 6 terrorists killed in 2 encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. Encounters continue at both the places. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 3-day visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer says he's looking forward towards Mr. Modi's visit. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra and South Karnataka today. And in Asian Doubles Squash Championships, India's Abhay Singh to feature in 2 finals in Malaysia. And with that, we end the midday news.